Good morning, Indianapolis. I say good morning because it is Thursday. It is the morning. It is 2:20 a.m. And I don't think anyone's supposed to be up at this time of day because technically it is near the witching hour, which is the 3 a.m. hour. And that is the hour that the demons can rise up through the cracks in the earth and walk about the various moors of Indiana. And yes, on this horrid, horrid day, this May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Isn't it Cinco de Mayo 2016? Happy Cinco de Mayo. So yes, the ghosts and the spirits of the Moors are rising up across Brown County, and they're walking out there right now in the mist. And you know the mist I'm talking about, that bluish green mist that hangs about. It might be a product of the overuse of agricultural chemicals, or it could be something deeper than that, something spiritual. Anyways, I'm not here to podcast this morning about the metaphysical features of Hoosier reality, but rather to talk about one, how I totally, well, at least half screwed up, and in a sense completely screwed up my prediction that it would be a Bush versus Clinton year, because that's essentially, yeah. And then the other thing is, what does Trump versus Clinton mean, and what do we want to talk about there? Depressing. Anyways, that's right. I predicted Bush versus Clinton. Now, you need to understand, I predicted Bush versus Clinton not because I like Bush or Clinton, but because I felt like that's the level of disdain that the people essentially who run those parties have for us at this point. I kind of felt like they were just going to shove Bush and shove Clinton down our throats like it's 1992 all over again. And I was wrong. You know, I was wrong. I'll admit it. I was wrong. I went for what I considered to be the greatest insult as the most likely outcome, because I feel like the people that run the GOP and the people that run the Democratic Party really just despise ordinary Americans. They just despise us all. They hate us all. They think we're all scum. You know, in fact, I don't think they hate us. In fact, hate implies an emotion. These people have no fucking emotions with respect to you all and me and the average everyday person. They have no feelings. We are simply obstacles. We are simply things to be dealt with. So yeah, in fact, I think if the powers that be could simulate the election and have the simulation choose a president, that's how they would do it. And sometimes I think that's really what we're talking about. You know, we don't really vote in these elections. Anyone who thinks their vote is counted, wow, you're a fucking moron. It's more like it's a big simulation of an election, and we're all just participating in the simulation. Maybe it turns out in a way we like, maybe it doesn't, but it really isn't something authentic. So yeah, I thought they were going to shove Clinton, Bush down our throats. It turns out they're just going to shove half of that down our throats. So instead of putting two dicks down our throats, we're just going to put one dick down our throat. And the other, I guess, is considered a lozenge, and that's Donald Trump. And here's the thing, folks. I don't really believe anything that Donald Trump says. The more he says things that I agree with, the less I believe him. The reason is I just don't believe that there's any way in hell that someone will be elected that will stop things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that will stop these massively horrific, ridiculous secret trade deals. I don't see how that person gets elected. I think he's talking this talk, and I think in some sense he's become a political lightning rod. But the best proof, the most elegant proof that he might be completely bogus is that he's still alive, and it looks like he's probably going to be the GOP nomination. And I'll say this also. Whatever your feelings about Hillary Clinton and the crimes she's committed or may have committed vis-a-vis that email server in her basement, there's no way she can be elected. I mean, she can't win. I know that there's a lot of women out there who want to believe that Hillary can win just because she's Hillary, but I really don't think that she can win. In fact, the more I look at her, the more she looks like she might not survive the whole year. I mean, she doesn't really look that healthy. So even though I don't see how she's, you know, going to be put on trial or thrown in jail, I also don't see how she wins. So this whole situation is kind of ridiculous. We now have Donald Trump, who, unless something really bizarre happens between now and Election Day, unless we find out that Donald Trump runs a whole bunch of underground dog fighting rings, or he's really a woman who used to be a man who used to be a woman. I mean, unless we find out something really bizarre about Donald Trump, it looks like not only is he going to be the GOP nominee, but I'll say this. I think he's going to win the election, because at this point in time, he looks like the strategy or the narrative has changed slightly. I mean, in some ways, Donald Trump is to the GOP what Obama was to the Democratic Party in 2008. I think that, yeah, I think in a lot of ways, Donald Trump is a lot like Obama in 2008. He kind of has a mysterious aspect to him. He gets away with telling people he's changed. I mean, here's the deal. Here's a guy who has leveraged the current system in a crony way to make money. Make no mistake about it. Donald Trump is as crony a businessman as business people come. He has taken advantage of every single loophole, every single law. He has taken advantage of bankruptcy law in order to make money and to retain his own wealth. And I don't blame him for playing the system, but I do. It does bother me that people believe that such a crony person, who made his money in such a crony way, is now supposedly going to be the hero of the little guy. I just don't see how that fucking works. I know people want to believe that because people are that fucking crazy. But that doesn't make it true. And when I say crazy, I'm not making fun of people. I'm kind of crazy myself at this point. It's just more the case of people have been pushed to the breaking point. And I think Donald Trump is almost like, you know, the old sick and dying republic, which is America at this point. If the republic is still alive, it's sick and it's dying. And the old sick and dying republic, you know, basically vomited up some type of golem, and the golem is Donald Trump. And maybe that's what's going on. I really don't know. But I just don't think he's legitimate. I have a hard time believing it. And what's really funny is I think about James Howard Kunstler and his perspective. And if you don't know who this guy is, you should go to Kunstler.com. He's probably one of the best writers on the internet today, and he's written for Rolling Stone. You know, he's famously coined, I think, the phrase "the long emergency" with respect to peak oil. And you know, he has a book under that title as well, including a book titled "Too Much Magic," which I've also read. He's a great writer, and you know, Kunstler actually describes it like mom and dad in a fight, in like a mud wrestling kind of fight, and in a way, it is almost that disturbing. Like Trump versus Clinton is this disturbing male female yin yang bogus conservative bogus liberal sort of false dichotomy bullshit, but there is no real fucking dichotomy. If you want my honest opinion, I don't think Trump is legitimate, but at the same time, I can't lie to you. He says shit sometimes. He says shit I agree with. I don't believe in uncontrolled immigration. Only a fucking crazy person would believe in that. That's like believing removing the locks from your fucking doors in your house is a good idea. Yeah, maybe to you, maybe you should remove your windows, your doors, and your locks, but I will continue to have locks on my doors. And yes, I think that we should have some sense of community that tells us that unrestricted immigration is incredibly stupid. Okay, we're not talking about people coming to America who've read the Constitution and who want to somehow, you know, re-energize, you know, human liberty. For the most part, these are people coming from police states that have collapsed, and all they fucking know are police states. So no, I really don't want the police state faction in this country to become stronger. With all due respect to all the fuckers who think this is a good idea, watch what's left of your fucking freedom go away. So no, he said, and also, supposedly, he's against these fucking trade deals. I, too, am against these fucking trade deals, if only because they're so fucking secret. And supposedly, Donald Trump is kind of anti-neocon. I am also anti-neocon. I think these fucking wars have been incredibly stupid. I don't think they've helped us one fucking bit. I think they've helped a few major oil companies. I think they've helped some you know, arms manufacturers. I think some banks have made money. And I think some drug dealers have made money. But as far as the American people go, I don't see that we've done that, you know, done right by the American people. Maybe we've reduced the price of heroin in the streets. But other than reducing the cost of heroin, you know, and sort of supporting that logistical trade pipeline from Afghanistan, yeah, I don't think that we've achieved anything worthy of note for the American people in these stupid fucking wars. So yes, I think it's about time they end, and I think the whole fucking neocon agenda ends. And that's good. But here's the thing, folks. I would love it if all these things were true. I would love it if on some level Donald Trump had a little bit of Ron Paul in him, and that there was a chance he actually believed in human dignity and human liberty and not the crony sociopathic bullshit that made him his billions. But I just don't believe it, you know? You know, I don't believe it. I want to, but I don't. You know, when someone says, you know, I am incredulous, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I am incredulous. I am unwilling and I am unable to believe that Donald Trump is legitimate. I wish that he were legitimate. I wish I could show that, but I just don't believe it. I am dubious. I am doubtful. I am mistrustful. I am suspicious. I want to be of a different frame of mind, but I'm not. You know, and politically, I call myself libertarian. I have been formally a card-carrying member of the Libertarian Party for a few years now. I guess I more or less left the GOP after 2008, but if I'm really honest, I probably left the GOP in 1992. In 92, I voted for Ross Perot. Ever since then, I got to be honest with you, there hasn't really been a GOP candidate that was worth a fucking damn. And frankly, since I voted for Perot in 92, that clearly implies Elder Bush didn't impress me as well, that old fucking evil neocon CIA fuck. So yeah, I was wrong about my prediction, and let's switch gears and talk about Hillary a little bit more, and then we'll just close this out, because this is really depressing. We're looking at madness this year in our political theater. Nothing but a theater of the bizarre, and it's really fucking depressing that this is what the Republic has come to. People keep wanting to believe that Hillary, I can't even say it. It's so hard to say her name. I'm going to drink a little water here and it might help. Hillary. Oh, that almost sounds okay. I just want to vomit her name. Hillary. People believe Hillary is you know, going to go to jail. There are people who believe that this email scandal will send her to jail. You know, it's possible she goes to jail. It's possible that someone reads her her rights. It's possible that she does a perp walk. It's all possible. You know, I believe in branching universe theory. So, you know, for any given decision or any choice or any set of possibilities, there exists a branching universe of possibilities that expands from that point, and that represents an actual real quantum state universe. So in that sense, there probably is some fucking highly improbable fucking quantum state universe where Hillary Clinton goes to fucking jail. But not in this one. It's not likely. She knows too fucking much. I mean, people like her know way too fucking much to end up in jail. And given the fact that there really is no rule of law, I don't know why anybody conceives that this is going to end in her going to jail. Now, people like Hillary Clinton, people like her, they do have nail gun accidents. That does happen from time to time. They accidentally go to their garage and they accidentally shoot a nail gun into their own head like five or six times. That does happen. There was that banker in, you know, Colorado a number of years ago who accidentally shot himself seven times with a nail gun. That fucking shit does happen. I hope everyone notices the sarcasm in the audio. But I just don't think it's likely that she's going to go to jail. And so I don't see how she doesn't get chosen. Bernie Sanders is interesting, and I think he might even be legitimate in the following sense. Like, I don't like him. He supports Israel. I do not support Israel. The guy is kind of a hidden neocon. He actually does end up supporting a lot of the stupid militaristic bullshit. So no, I'm no big fucking fan of the socialist fucking Bernie Sanders. That guy can, you know, when people say I can take him or leave him, I can leave that guy. I don't need to take him. I'll take him to the fucking, you know, zoo. I'll take him to the fucking old folks home. Bernie Sanders is not someone I like. But I do think he's a legitimate candidate. I think he might even believe he has a chance of winning. I don't see how. How does Bernie win? Bernie's already been told he's not fucking welcome at the party. And if it was Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump, does anybody in their fucking wildest dreams think that Bernie Sanders would have a chance in hell of winning? I know he gets the crazy radical vote. I know he gets a slice of the Green Party. I know he gets a lot of fucking people who feel disenfranchised, but then so does fucking Donald Trump with all of this bullshit. You know, Donald Trump is pulling the wool over people's eyes. He's basically, you know, convincing people that he's a fucking, some kind of fucking, you know, populist. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. That is exactly what Donald Trump is. I think he is. I want to believe I'm wrong. If 2017 rolls around and I turn out to be wrong, I'm going to do a major mea culpa, because I want to be wrong. I have 13 nieces and nephews. I do not want them to grow up in a radioactive wasteland. But whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, I'm not sure how we avoid that at this point unless we have some fucking miracles occur. It would take an awakening of the American people to prevent the fucking neocon nightmare that is unfolding in the world today. And most of the American people believe the bullshit they read. America's on the good side. The Russians and the Chinese are on the bad side. Although, fucking A, last week the enemy list was a little different, but don't fucking remember last week. That's basically the message. And most fucking Americans, they don't remember last week. Most of them barely fucking remember 5 minutes ago. So yeah, Hillary Clinton is not going to jail. She's not going to fucking go to jail. It looks like it's going to be Trump versus Clinton. I am completely and totally horrified by the entire enterprise on so many levels. And I think that most Americans are getting exactly what they fucking deserve.